Bior Garangi Mabior says earlier on he opposed President Kiir's administration, but says he accepted the president's invitation because it gives him an opportunity to get across his ideas to President Kiir with the goal of restoring peace and stability across the country. He says his meeting with Kiir focused on reinforcing efforts to implement the 2018 revitalized peace agreement. Despite the bumpy path so far on that effort, Garang calls the deal better than nothing.
So this is why we have decided to come here and see how we can also contribute to rekindling this peace. It is there. We cannot say it is not there, you know, because what we have seen compared to 2016, there is less tension than 2016. But we need to make it, there's room for improvement, you know, and we are here to see how we can add new blood and energy to this peace process.
Garang says his discussion with the president focused on the implementation of security arrangements and that he shared with Kiir a security arrangements proposal that he thinks would be agreeable to all parties but did not elaborate.
We discussed the issue of security arrangements, how it's very important for finding peace, how the opposition, some of the opposition have not been honest in its implementation. We don't blame him very much for not implementing the agreement because some people were trying to. We've heard about using war to reach peace, but we've never heard about using peace to reach war. So the kind of way that the opposition, they did not negotiate the security arrangements in good faith.
Under Chapter 2 of the peace agreement, implementing security arrangements is far behind schedule. The parties should have already completed training of joint forces and should have been redeployed 8 months from the date of signing the peace deal in September 2018. That has not happened. Garang describes Kiir as an uncle and a family friend to the Garang's family. He says his locally registered organization called the National Conversation is looking forward to working with President Kiir and all political parties, including the SPLM-IO.
Currently, we are no longer members of the SPLM political bureau. We are no longer members of the SPLM-IO because we have been deposed by the military. So we come into this because there are unscrupulous dark forces in the country who are trying to use the Kitgwang Declaration to return the country to war. So we are trying to play a role of peacemakers.
Garang has distanced his ties to SPLM-IO Kitgwang group, which broke away some months ago from SPLM-IO headed by First Vice President Riek Machar. After the SPLM-IO split in recent months, Garang had switched allegiance to the leadership of the Kitgwang Declaration, led by Machar's former chief of staff, General Simon Gadwich. Garang was an influential figure during the 2018 peace talks on the site of the SPLM-IO. Garang spoke to journalists at Juba International Airport upon his return to Nairobi after wrapping up his visit to Juba. Aside from Kiir, Garang also held meetings with some veteran SPLM political figures, including Kwal Manyang, Kiir's presidential advisor on special affairs, and Daniel Awet, a senior member of the SPLM party. Garang says he is preparing to return home, saying his life in exile has ended. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.